Here is a grim statistic. 7 people die every day in this country because of house fires. So it's time to be honest. When was the last time you checked to make sure the smoke alarms in your house actually work? Don't worry. Our KXL Everyday Heroes will come to you and keep you safe.
You will recognize the name Rebecca Marshall. She was part of a KXL for a long time and now works for the American Red Cross. She asked if she could bring a team to my house to do a safety check. And here's where I fess up. I had knocked my smoke alarm off the ceiling of my hallway with a broom months ago because it kept going off randomly, and I never put it back up. I was going to do it quickly before they got there, but realized people do that, and maybe I could use myself as an example. So Rebecca brought the team over, and I had to confess I had 0 working alarms in my house. They installed 4. Sue Reynolds and Roman Perez walked me through how they work.
These have an integrated battery, so you don't need to change the battery for 10 years or until the battery dies. We do ask that you test the batteries.
Okay.
Just like normal on the ones you used to have to swap batteries twice a year, I guess that was the recommendation. You've got a little light that'll blink periodically to let you know that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a test button closest to the light. So you just press it. I'm going to hush it. Muffle the sound a little
bit. So testing is this
right.
One. Okay.
And then this button farther away is the hush or the silence button.
Okay.
All right, you can hit that button. It'll silence the alarm. It doesn't deactivate it. It'll still remain in the alarm state until the air is cleared.
Oh, gotcha.
All right,
okay.
And if it's not cleared, it'll start beeping again.
So if it accidentally went off again, that's the one that I punch. Okay, instead of getting the broom.
You can still get the broom if you needed to reach the button, like with a broomstick. Yeah, so we mark them with today's installation date and the replace after 3/30/34.
Gotcha.
So 3/30/34, you'll
call us again. And we'll be back.
That sounds like a really long time away,
doesn't
it? Scary.
The Red Cross helps you draw out an escape plan in case of emergency based on the layout of your house. Vicki Garvin had a lot of tips.
This is our home fire safety checklist. So you want to make sure that you keep your eyes on whatever you're cooking. Reason is most home fires start in the kitchen. And if you have a fireplace, space heater, or baseboard heaters, you want to make sure that it's 3 feet away from anything that could be flammable. And the newer space heaters are typically pretty good about not starting fires, but there is still the potential because there can be surges, there can be manufacturing errors and whatnot.
And there are a lot more tips. The Red Cross teams are going to homes all this month to explain them. Next up, Albany, Salem, and Kelso. The goal is to install 50,000 alarms in 20,000 households.